Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 158 for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended higher Wednesday, tracking gains in the U.S. soy complex ahead of the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday. Canola finished $3 to $4 higher on the day, with the most important January contract up $2.10 at $466.70 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both firmer, which was supportive for canola. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the U.S. holiday, with funds putting on a large amount of short positions. Despite recent rain, some soybean fields in Brazil could do with more moisture, which was supportive. However, the outlook for South American soybean production points toward a massive harvest, which was bearish. The technical bias lies pointed to the downside, while most investors expect the next Statistics Canada survey to reveal a larger canola crop than previously forecast. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 11 cents with the January contract at $8.75 per bushel. The market received a boost from money managers who were exiting bets on lower prices. Large funds and hedge companies likely closed positions just in case a major world event happened over the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Soybeans also got some support from recent talk that Argentina's new president will not be in a hurry to lower the export tax. Corn was 1 to 3 cents higher, with the most active March contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. Short covering helped boost the market along with slow farmer selling. Despite low gas prices, ethanol production was pegged at over a million barrels per day in the U.S. South American corn continues to attract interest from U.S. livestock owners because it is so cheap. Wheat was mixed, with the near-term contracts slightly below unchanged, while the more deferred values were slightly higher. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.87 a bushel. The early contracts felt pressure from this week's USDA report, showing the health of U.S. winter wheat is improving. The support came from traders who were looking for bargains ahead of the holiday. Egypt purchased 240,000 tons of wheat. Of that amount, 120,000 were French, while the other 120,000 was supplied by Russia and Ukraine. No U.S. wheat was even offered due to the price disparity. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets. For Farm Market News in Winnipeg, I'm Dave Sims.